What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
It was a matter of time before tuition went online here in Singapore. Young people, they spend so much time on their screens, right? Chatting, playing games, reading, taking in the news. What about tuition? We find out more about a new online tutoring platform. Think of it as tuition over FaceTime. You can connect live with your tuition teacher that you select yourself, and then after that, review the tuition that you've received. There's a whole load of high HD tools that you can use as well on this platform. We're looking at local startup Teach and Learn. It gives you the option of booking the tutor of your choice for half-hour sessions, and then you can do the online tutoring via video chat, messaging, even a virtual whiteboard. According to the new paper, some 400 students and 200 tutors have registered since the service was first launched in February this year. Ethan Lim joins us. He is CEO of Teach and Learn. Ethan, welcome, and thanks for being here. We want to find out more about this live one-on-one video tutoring. Tell us a little bit about how the platform works.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Hi, everyone. For Teach and Learn, we actually figured that the whole tutoring process is divided into four steps. It starts with look for a tutor, do booking for a lesson, learn on our virtual classroom, and revise through a video replay. So if I may just go into a little bit more details. When a student looks for a tutor, they can pick from hundreds of tutors on our platform. And they can select a tutor based on their budget, based on the rating, as well as review from the fellow students. Once they've selected a tutor, all they need to do is to look for the availability and click book. And the next step, just before the lesson starts, all they need to do is log into our platform. And what they will see is a tutor waiting for them on the other side of the classroom. It's just like Skype and FaceTime, like what Michelle mentioned. Only better as it's catered for education.
Okay, well, the big question is, do you pay per lesson or do you pay a streaming cost per month?
For the moment, it's paid on a lesson basis. What we want to do is to give the students the flexibility to only learn when they need to.
And how much would you pay per lesson?
Right now, it's as cheap as $10 per session to as high as $50 per session. We are a marketplace whereby the tutors decide their pricing based on demand and supply, as a student, based on how desperate you actually need the lesson.
Well, Ethan, you've definitely got my attention. I have an 8-year-old daughter and she's not very good at math. So what subjects are most sought after on your platform?
Well, you just mentioned it. Math is one of the most popular subjects that we have. We spoke to a few parents and we figure out that, math is a right or wrong question. Mm. 1 + 1 is always 2. And it's either you
until
get...
Until you get to higher maths. Then it becomes something
like calculus
else.
And all that.
And it gets worse because when you get to that, you have so many steps to derive the final answer. And you've just missed one decimal point or one negative sign you put wrongly and you get a wrong answer.
Mm, so that's one of the most sought after subjects I can imagine.
Yeah,
from
that's right.
The demand side and the supply side.
Correct. Because there's so much frustration when it comes to math. There's a need for perseverance and patience.
And explanation.
And that's why students are always looking for a shortcut to get the right answers.
Mm. But okay. Ethan, I want to ask you, because obviously there's the conventional kind of tutoring, why do you think students and their parents should opt for an online teaching platform? Isn't it working okay at the moment with conventional tutoring?
Well, we are not saying that we want to replace conventional tutoring. We are complementing the traditional face-to-face tutoring. The benefits of our online platform, in my opinion, are twofold. One is mobility. We are so mobile these days. We carry our mobile phone, our laptops all over Singapore. And when we have pockets of time, like 30 minutes at a cafe, 30 minutes by the swimming pool, we can actually have our lessons over there. And the beauty of it being all online is that it's all captured on the system so that the student can replay for their revision anytime they want.
Oh boy, constant repetition. That's got to work in a student's favor.
Exactly. The more you do it, the more you remember.
I didn't think you could do any better than having the tutor come to your home, which is the current model so far. But here you're talking about being able to be tutored anywhere in between your swimming classes and ballet classes, for
example.
Okay, so what do you think of Singapore's current education and tutoring landscape? We hear of tutors in China, in Hong Kong, raking in the big bucks. Now, what about here? Can tutors earn a decent living on your platform?
Yes, we have seen that there are superstar tutors in Singapore as well. The beauty of our platform is that it is an open marketplace. If a tutor thinks that they are in high demand, there's no stopping them from charging more. Everybody's time has got a value to it, and it's up to them to decide.
You know, you spoke about potentially having lessons by the swimming pool. I think that'd be very appealing to my daughter, so she can swim and have a tutoring session.
But absolutely.
I mean, a student's required to show up regularly for tuition classes, whether it's one-on-one or in a group. But how much does a student need to commit when signing up for Teach and Learn?
The only thing a student needs to commit is the will to learn. The beauty of our platform is that we want to give the flexibility to the student. Only go for tuition if you really need it, just before a final exam or after a lecture and you need additional help.
So it's pay as you go.
It's pay as you learn.
Mm. Exactly. And what is your definition of student for this site? I mean, how young or how old can you be in university and still find a tutor on your site?
Well, we are open from 10 years old, which is the upper primary.
Okay.
To the secondary level and to JC. In the coming months, we will open it up to tertiary students as well. So it's across the whole suite.
Listen, I've got a business idea for you. I love the martial art Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Right.
I need a tutor. Maybe you can think of a segment just for
definitely,
me.
Definitely. It is in our pipeline for sure.
Yeah, wonderful. So it's, if it sounds like sky's the limit. For now, it's Singapore, but are you looking at expanding?
From now, what we want to do is to improve our process flow, improve our system. We are taking constant feedback from our users, which is the students, the parents, and the tutors. But eventually, we want to spread this learning across globally. The main aim of our platform is to allow education to be accessible to anyone who needs it.
Yeah, I forgot to ask another big money question when it comes to tutoring. Usually the tutors have to give up a commission to the agency, at least for the first month. Does it work that way on your platform?
Yes, it does. But right now we are running a promotion, so we are not accepting any commission. We are not profit-driven. We want to make sure that education can be accessible to all our users.
Wow, there may eventually be a jiu-jitsu teacher out there for you, Michelle.
Might be. My fingers crossed. Well, thank you very much for coming by and sharing more of Teach and Learn with us. The
thank
CEO of Teach and Learn, Ethan Lim.